Are quanta alive? The multiverse hasn't really solved the mystery of life. And there's a better clue, which relates to ordinary energy, like heat and light, rather than the exotic species of vacuum energy. The behavior of ordinary energy is to even out, so when energy starts to clump up, it immediately tries to escape the clump and reach a flat state. That's why a house where the furnace goes out in winter gets colder and colder, until it's the same temperature inside and outside. The heat evened out. This dissipation of energy is known as entropy, and all life forms resist it. Life consists of energy clumps that do not even out until the moment of death. When you wait for the bus in winter, unlike a house where the furnace burned out, your body remains warm. This isn't because you are well insulated by wearing a thick coat against the cold. Instead, your body extracts heat energy from food and stores it at a constant temperature, around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Every school child is taught this fact, but if we knew how organisms first hit upon the trick of defying entropy, that might be why life exists in the first place. Almost all the free energy available for life on our planet comes from photosynthesis. Besides needing their own supply of energy to grow, plants are at the bottom of the food chain for all animal life on land. When sunlight hits cells that contain chlorophyll, the energy in the sunlight is harvested, almost instantaneously being passed along for chemical processing into proteins and other organic products. This energy transfer occurs almost instantaneously and with 100% efficiency. No energy is wasted as heat. By comparison, if you go out for a morning run, your body's efficiency at burning fuel leads to a lot of excess heat as you sweat and your skin gets warm. There is also much chemical waste that must be carried away from your muscles in the bloodstream. Chemistry couldn't explain the near-perfect precision of photosynthesis. In 2007, a breakthrough was made at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory by Gregory Engel, Graham Fleming, and colleagues, who came up with a quantum mechanical explanation. We've already covered that photons can behave like either waves or particles. The instant a photon makes contact with the electrons orbiting in an atom, the wave collapses into a particle. This should lead to a lot of inefficiency in photosynthesis. Like shooting darts at a board, there will be a lot of misses before the bullseye is hit. But the Berkeley team discovered something quite unique. In photosynthesis, sunlight retains its wave-like state long enough to sample the whole range of possible targets, while simultaneously choosing which one is the most efficient to connect with. By looking down all the possible energy pathways on offer, the light won't waste energy picking any but the most efficient ones. The details of the Berkeley findings are complex, centering on long-term quantum coherence, which means the ability of the wave to remain a wave without collapsing into a particle. The mechanism involves matching the resonance of both the light and the molecules receiving its energy. Think of two tuning forks vibrating exactly alike. This is known as harmonic resonance. At the quantum level, there is a similar harmony between the oscillations of certain frequencies of sunlight and the oscillations that the receiving cells are tuned to. Quantum effects are known to exist in other key places where micro meets macro. Hearing is stimulated in the inner ear by oscillations that are quantum in scale, being smaller than a nanometer, that is, a billionth of a meter. The nervous systems of some fish are sensitive to very small electric fields, and our own nervous system generates very tiny electromagnetic effects. The exchange of potassium and sodium ions across the membrane of each brain cell gives rise to the electrical signals transmitted by the cell. An entire new theory posits that living things are embedded in a biofield that originates at the electromagnetic level, or perhaps at an even subtler quantum level yet to be explored. As you can see, quantum biology has a real future. The breakthrough with photosynthesis was a turning point. Yet, as intriguing as all of these discoveries are, declaring that quanta are alive won't tell us how they acquired life. The snake just winds up biting its tail again. If human beings are alive because quanta behave in a totally lifelike way, that is, making choices, balancing stability and spontaneity, efficiently harvesting energy, and so on, all we've proved is that life comes from life. This is something we already knew. Quantum effects in biology are important, nevertheless, because they introduce behavior that isn't predetermined the way oxygen atoms are when reacting with other atoms. A word like choice implies that determinism has been loosened up a bit. But is this enough? As green leaves flutter in the trees, sunlight is used to build a carbohydrate, thanks to a quantum decision. Yet this isn't enough to tell us about the decisions being made up the line, where a single liver cell performs dozens of processes in coordinated fashion with trillions of other cells. In building a house, knowing how to mortar each brick is important, but it's not the same as designing and constructing the whole house.